1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The storm that made landfall as a hurricane days ago continues to make problems. Its slow movement has been a nightmare for communities in the Northeast, says CBS's Tom Hansen.
4 inches of rain in 4 hours led to a sudden and dire situation in western New York.
Multiple washouts. Just got advised. Another washout.
Overloaded creeks and streams caused flash flooding as high as 11 feet in some areas. Hundreds of panicked residents trapped in their homes or vehicles called 911. At least 40 swift water rescues so far.
We are hearing multiple reports of roads being washed out, bridges being washed out. This is a very serious situation.
That was Renata Steele. She's the news director at WENY-TV in Elmira, New York. In battleground Arizona, Vice President Kamala Harris attacked former President Donald Trump's plans for health care.
He intends to end the Affordable Care Act. To a time when insurance companies have the power to deny people with pre-existing conditions. You remember what that was?
Trump, meanwhile, was in deep red Montana.
She wants to allow millions of people to pour into our border through an invasion, using an invasion process. I don't think so.
More than 60 people have died in the crash of an airliner in Brazil. Authorities say the black box has been found. More from CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
There was an active warning for severe icing in the area where this accident happened. That will be of interest to investigators because while this 14-year-old airplane was equipped with anti-icing equipment, that exact scenario played out in a fatal crash involving a similar ATR-72 back in 1994 in Indiana.
Ukrainian troops have embarrassed Russia, fighting Russian troops several miles inside their own country. CBS's Charlie Daggett with details.
The Russian Ministry of Defense showed off its troops, artillery, and tanks scrambling to defend their own territory after Ukraine's shock assault into Russia, one that saw Russian soldiers surrendering to Ukrainian forces inside Russian territory. In what appears to be the most significant ground offensive into Russia since the war began, Ukrainian troops advanced into Russia's western Kursk region. The Pentagon described the offensive in Russia as a defensive maneuver.
As the dynamics have shifted on the battlefield, they've been able to actually push the Russians back further into Russian territory. They have to be able to have the capabilities to respond.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The gap between the haves and the have-nots is getting wider in Wisconsin. Mike Mohn has more.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison summary says income inequality in the Badger State isn't quite as high as the national level, but it has been growing steadily over the past 30 years. The author says higher-income individuals benefit disproportionately from economic growth. Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says years of policy decisions and tax code changes are driving factors.
We need a deliberate policy that restores the conditions for greater economic equality and greater racial equality, because our socioeconomic system is color-coded, and where you are more likely to be poor if you were black or brown than if you were white.
Craig says jobs tied to clean energy growth, spurred by federal investments, can help reverse years of troubling trends. But he says other important sectors, like childcare, need structural changes to foster stronger wage growth. Craig suggests if someone working a low-wage job can't take time off to attend a training course, they stand little chance of advancing in a new career. So, he says another reform that's needed is an overhaul of job training programs.
A lot of the workforce training programs we have are helpful to a number of people, but they don't move the inequality numbers because they don't reach enough people.
The Inflation Reduction Act has set aside billions to train and place people in clean energy jobs, but Craig says other programs need to pay people to train and start working in a new career much sooner. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 40s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Right now it's 53.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Galvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Coming up after the 11:30 news, we're going to do a segment called I Trust Tim Walz to Blank. I've been seeing a bunch of stuff crossing social media over the last couple of days, and there's some really cute things on there. So start thinking about what would you trust Tim Walz to do? You can text it in now. You can wait until after 11:30 and call us. But again, you can always get in touch at 855-752-4842. If you joined us yesterday at this time, Andra Watkins was here. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and she grew up in a Christian nationalist household. She used textbooks provided by Bob Jones University.
Yeah.
She essentially had to re-educate herself after she got out of the house, and she said it wasn't until she was 30 that she really started researching, and as she put it, unindoctrinating herself to find out facts. I mean, her textbooks talked about the earth. They're creationism textbooks.
Yeah.
So the earth is 6,000 years old and man walked the earth with dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. I could listen to people coming from those backgrounds talk all day long because those are just the popular things we know about. We know that there are people out there who have those beliefs, but it gets so much more nuanced and uglier, and Andra shed a light on that, especially in the context of Project 2025 and how it is specifically written, not just the text itself, which she admits, and you, Jane, you tried to read it for 2 hours. She read the whole thing. The first part of it is very, you know, introductory and whatnot, but once you start getting into the nooks and crannies of it all, especially when it comes to healthcare, reproductive rights.
Yes.
That's where she found literal text in there that was written in the vein of Christian nationalist teachings. So she, like the ideas that she was presented as a kid in this tome. And that is horrifying to think about.
Yep. I would highly encourage you, if you weren't able to listen to it yesterday, go to civicmedia.us, click on shows. Go to Matinair on Air. That will have both hours of yesterday's show. Yes. She was on in the 10 o'clock hour and in the 11 o'clock hour. But I would highly encourage you to listen to our interview yesterday with Andra Watkins. Fascinating insights on the influence of Christian nationalism within Project 2025. And the reason we're bringing this up again is because Phoebe Petrovic of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we have had her on the show before, has a great article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, The Gospel of Matthew Truhella, How a Militant Anti-Abortion Activist is Influencing Republican Politics.
Yeah.
And this is a very chilling article about Mr. Truhella, who preaches in Brookfield.
Yes.
The 63-year-old, again, this article from Phoebe Petrovic of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the 63-year-old Trujillo opens his talks with photos of Trujillo Nation, his wife of over 40 years. There were 11 homeschooled kids, dozens of grandkids. He cracks jokes. He quotes history and scripture. But when addressing his congregation in Brookfield, he sneers, he shouts, he calls his enemies wicked dogs, whores, and tyrants. Last year, he said homosexuality should be treated as a crime with the death penalty because the Bible calls for the death penalty for sodomy.
The Bible calls for the death penalty of a lot of things, yeah. But we don't ever talk about that, which is what we discussed with Andra as well. Very, very choosy with what they want to believe out of that book.
Yeah, there's a lot of cherry picking, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to Leviticus and some of the things they love about Leviticus. And then, oh, let's just skip the whole you can't get tattoos and women can't cut their hair and you can't grow crops side by side or wear fabrics, mixed fabrics.
Shellfish. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, no shellfish. No touching pigs.
Yeah. One of the very interesting things that needs to be talked about with Matthew Trujillo is that he's been around for a long time.
Yes, he has.
And in the 90s, he did some pretty unsavory things with regards to abortion doctors.
Yes.
And, you know, called for the execution of them. And he was as extreme then as he is now. And that got him thrown out of the movement and kind of became a pariah, persona non gratis on the surface. So we didn't talk about him. You know, when it was like, no, we're not with him. That's too extreme. That's too much. Well, over time, as things have devolved,
yes,
his name has come up more and more, and it's not just like he waited it out in the tall grass and was like, here I am, I'm back. He started to get love and references from higher ups in the Trump White House.
Oh yes,
people like Mike Flynn referred to him. So he just sort of waited and he did his thing for years, and now he's back and he's got far more influence than he ever did. And we're not talking about it. We are. We've talked about this now twice.
Yep.
And actually, this is the third time because we talked about the fact that he'd been working with the Waukesha County GOP and the fact that he's been running things through there as well with them. And his book is the only book they sell on their website. So he did the thing that is a virtuous thing, is he had patience.
And now he's back.
With a vengeance.
Yep. In this article from Phoebe Petrovic in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here in Wisconsin, Trujillo has forged a close relationship with the Waukesha County Republican Party. Twice in the last 2.5 years, he's been invited to speak at their events, including one where he talked to local candidates. Last year, in a speech to the Waukesha GOP, Trujillo focused on how local officials are best positioned to guard America's freedoms, quote, "You may have to do things in the future you're not authorized to do. The country is breaking apart. Counties are becoming more important in the process. Counties may secede from one state and join an adjoining state. Several adjoining counties may end up leaving a state and forming their own." Remember, this is what happened during the Civil War. Waukesha GOP chair declining to comment through its executive director, who responded to repeated interview requests, "We're done with this." Yeah, sorry, but you can't be. If you're still going to invite him to speak at your events, you're not done with this.
Oh, and
And what he talked about, you might have to do things that are illegal.
Yeah.
This is a core value of Christian nationalists. Andrew was very specific about this when we talked to her yesterday. You can supersede any man-made law in order to institute the law of God.
Yeah, and it's right there. It's right there in the article. It says Trujillo has applied it to today's political battles, that officials have a divine right and duty. And if you don't do that, what are you going to do? It's probably going to go to hell. And she said, this isn't a game that they're playing in Washington either. There's a lot of politicians out there who will claim faith and maybe not be as faithful as they seem.
Right.
But there are individuals in our Congress who are as rabid and not as vocal because they know they probably can't get away with it. But this message goes through the halls of power in D.C. and Wisconsin and your state, if you're listening out of state. And also another thing, too, in the article that Phoebe Petrovic wrote was he gave a prayer breakfast sermon at a nation's preeminent law enforcement association.
Oh, a bunch of sheriffs.
So he is everywhere. He's not just some you know, weirdo on the corner screaming into a microphone saying the end is nigh. This man has connections.
Yes.
He has power and he has influence.
Yes, he does. And this all aligns with Kevin Roberts, the head of the Heritage Foundation, mm-hmm. author of Project 2025.
Yeah.
Kevin Roberts' book, we mentioned this yesterday, was going to be published next month. Oh, no. Now they're going to wait until after the election. J.D. Vance wrote the foreword for Kevin Roberts' book, the author of Project 2025. Don't believe the Trump administration when they try to run away from this and say they don't know what's in this. Mm-hmm. And we have a clip of Kevin Roberts talking about the upcoming election. It should give you chills. Kevin.
In spite of all this nonsense from the left, we are going to win. We're in the process of taking this country back. We are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So
just accept it.
Submit.
Just accept it. If we reject the results of the November election and start the whole process over, you just have to accept it, people. Otherwise, there's going to be bloodshed.
This is for your own good.
Right.
You don't want to be free. You want to. It's very weird. This the freedom aspect of it all, like America, this star-spangling freedom of free. But they don't want this. They want to rule you. And they think you want to be ruled by saying such a thing as if it's bloodless if you allow it to happen.
Right.
Then you want to be ruled, which I don't want to be ruled by them or anyone for that matter.
Well, I would think this would be disturbing for anyone who is a person of faith. And even if you are not a person of faith, that the goal is to institute their form of Christianity across the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Their version.
Yeah.
That's an important distinction. Their version.
And we've heard from people who disagree with us, and they say, I don't want this.
And there are absolutely wonderful faith communities.
Absolutely. But then there has to be work done then. Because, I mean, you have to have these conversations asking, why do you want to do this? Why would you want to impose our religion on other people when this country is full of individuals who come from beautiful faiths, no faith, you know, spirituality, whatever. I mean, it's just, if you don't want this, if you were a Christian, you don't want this, then it's time to speak up. You got to say something now, because this isn't just about an election. This is about trying to transform our government into something that's frankly out of a movie or out of other countries.
They want a theocracy.
Yeah.
They want a theocracy. Again, going back to this article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Phoebe Petrovic, the relationship between Matthew Trujillo and the Waukesha GOP is dismaying to former Waukesha County Sheriff Bill Kruzicki, who's a Republican who was in office from 94 mm-hmm. to 2002. He says it would have been very surprising for the GOP in Waukesha County to have invited him to any event in the 90s or 2000s. I just can't imagine they'd support this person. You can quote me on this. I think it's a shame. They do that.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for speaking out. Thank you.
If you would like to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call, text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, don't forget Tuesday. Very important primary here in Wisconsin. 2 constitutional amendments will be on the ballot no matter where you are in the state. If you're not quite sure how to vote on it, just keep in mind that Popcorn King Robin Voss says you should vote yes.
That's an easy just a decoder right there. Yeah.
I think that kind of says a lot.
That could be a website. What does Robin Voss think? And then whatever he, you know, just put his ideas in there.
And then do the opposite.
Exactly.
It is very important that everyone go out and vote. Turnout is everything.
Yep.
Not just the August 13th primary, but the November 5th presidential election. Turnout is critical. Be a voter, baby. Everybody likes people who are voters.
Be cool.
We've been talking about an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Phoebe Petrovic, who has joined our show in the past, specifically talking about Pastor Matthew Truhella, who preaches out of a hotel in Brookfield.
I'm sorry. It's just,
but he does.
I know he does. It's just that notion, like he's a preacher. Where does he preach? At the hotel. What? I'm not going to that. I'd rather go to a mega church than go to a hotel.
Oh, give him time.
Yeah. Right.
Give him time. He appears to have a relatively cozy relationship with the Waukesha Republican Party, and he has very, very extreme views in the Christian nationalist vein.
Yes.
And that influence is all throughout Project 2025. Andrew Watkins joined us yesterday. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household. She went to that kind of school. She had that kind of indoctrination. You should subscribe to her Substack, Project 2025, how Project 2025 will ruin your life. And this is the plans that they want to implement should they be elected in November. I also think even if Donald Trump will lose in November, this plan will never go away. This is the playbook for the next time they can get into power.
And I made the comment to Andrea yesterday that if it doesn't work on a national scale, that they'll take it to a statewide scale. And she said flat out, she goes, they already have.
Oh, it's happening already.
It's already happening. Yep. And honestly, it probably would work better for them because that way, you know, especially, you know, red states, they're not going to push back against some of these policies. Some of these states think, well, yeah, of course we're a Christian state. So maybe national is a little too big right now.
But that's the goal. And as Andres pointed out as well, she said, sure, right now it's only, you know, they're against the LGBTQ community because that's convenient for them to make an other. But the other things in Leviticus that they like to pick and choose, those could come later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Depending upon how radical people become, those could be coming later. So enjoy football now. Enjoy your bacon and enjoy shrimp because that could be going away as well. We did have Tom from L.A. mention on the text line that you should pick up the book, The Family. It's by Jeff Charlotte. And actually, when Kristen was still here, we had Jeff Charlotte on.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a fascinating read. These efforts have been going on for decades.
Yeah.
Leonard Leo is only 56 years old, but he's been working behind the scenes very quietly to put all of these extreme Catholics on the Supreme Court, and he's been very successful at it.
The interesting thing Andrew did say kind of on the side, though, was the fact that you have someone like Leonard Leo, who's an extreme, he's Opus Dei, which is essentially Catholic.
He's a Knight of Malta, apparently.
Great. I'm a Knight of Malted Milk. I don't care. But you have Opus Day, which is Catholic national, like Christian nationalism for Catholics. Mike Johnson is Christian nationalist, but for Protestant. And there was another one she had mentioned, and I can't remember his name. And they said, when it comes down to it, if they succeed, then someone out of that group has to win.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go to war against each other.
And then it's like, well, I mean, I'm just sitting here, a godless heathen, going, I'm just going to, I got to go to work. But like, even the, I guess that's what I'm trying to say is, even in its, what seems like the craziness of the Christian national movement, the fighting in it will provide another step of like violence and tumult in this country. That once, if they win, it's not over, because then you got to figure out who's really in charge.
Right. And who's got the moral high ground.
Exactly.
Who's got the moral high ground. Brendan did comment on the live stream. Just as there are still good Republicans, there are still millions of good Christians that see through this fascist BS. You're absolutely right, Brendan. Yep. There are still good Republicans. There are still many good people of faith. I don't ever want us to sound like we don't credit people of good faith and goodwill.
No,
we talked to Mark Edelson.
Elsden,
I'm sorry, a couple weeks ago. Wonderful man. Minister. We know they're there.
The reflection of Christ's love.
Yeah.
That's what I kept saying, because it's true.
Yeah.
He and his groups are the reflection of Christ's love.
We have Keith from Middleton is on the line. Thank you for waiting, Keith. What did you want to say?
Hey, good morning, guys. So my question goes to the two amendments to our Constitution. Having read them, I don't know, 800 times trying to figure them out.
Yep.
Yeah.
My question comes to, as a citizen of the state, based on what I've read, 99% of people are going to jump and say, okay, you know what, that's probably a good idea, and they're going to vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
My first impression, as is yours, is anything that Robert Voss is for or the Republicans in Congress in our state propose, I'm against immediately just because I don't trust them, right? Is there any remedy for us as citizens of the state to challenge the writing of those laws? Because if they pass, I'll be honest, I don't think that anybody who's voting for them, and I'm not anybody, but most people voting for them are more confused about the wording than they are concerned about what they want to get done. Does that make sense?
No, Keith, that absolutely makes sense. We've talked about that many, many times. These amendments are always written
intentionally
with confusion. When I worked in 2007, I believe it was a long, long time ago, on the Fair Wisconsin project, which was to help keep an amendment off the Wisconsin Constitution defining marriage. We had to say vote no on this thing because people thought because the language was so confusing.
Yes.
They were like, well, we vote yes because of course we love gay marriage. No. It was written so you had to vote no. And Keith, that's what they do every single time. And something that Deb Kronmiller said that will always stick in my head. Two things, actually. One, she said, when they can't do it in legislation, they do it through the amendment. And if you look at all the amendments in the Constitution, the ones that are repealing old amendments are as much as the one that are still existing today. Because they do this all the time. They want to confuse you and make someone go, yeah, I guess that sounds right to me.
Yeah. And I thank you so much, Keith. Really appreciate it. And that's a really good question we should ask Jim Santel.
Yes.
About, because Jim is a lawyer and Maggie Dawn's also a lawyer. Yeah. We're only lawyer adjacent.
Yeah.
As we say frequently. So, and we're going to keep talking about this. Mm-hmm. The election is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Again, Robin Voss says you should vote yes on these two constitutional amendments. If you would like Robin sitting on more of money and federal money that comes down during an emergency so they can just gavel in and gavel out, then I guess, sure, go ahead and vote yes.
Yeah, if you don't want big corporations to, pay their share or also, admit fault when they've poisoned our waters, vote yes. Yeah.
News is coming up next when we come back. I trust Tim Walz to blank. keep sending them in, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A powerful storm drenching the Northeast. In North Carolina, it dropped so much rain that its effects will be felt for days. Here's Governor Roy Cooper.
Multiple river gauges are at major flood stage, and additional flooding could occur this weekend or early next week.
Former President Donald Trump campaigned in the city of Bozeman in deep red Montana.
This election is about saving our economy, ending inflation, securing our borders, restoring respect for our nation. We're no longer respected.
A plane carrying more than 60 people has crashed into a residential area near Sao Paulo, Brazil. All on board are presumed dead. CBS News transportation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt says a multinational investigation will take place.
The airplane is manufactured in France, so the French authorities will be involved. The engines are manufactured in Canada, so the Canadian authorities will be involved also.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Willie Adames comes through again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Reds last night, 8-3 in Milwaukee, thanks to shortstop Willie Adames coming up with a three-run homer in the bottom of the first inning. Adames has hit a home run in the last four games and was asked about his goal to play in every game this season for the Brewers.
I mean, I work hard during the offseason. I prepare myself to try to play every day.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this afternoon. Seventh-round pick Michael Pratt, quarterback out of Tulane, will get plenty of snaps in the game and says he will dedicate his performance to his older brother David, who passed away last summer.
My big brother David, he was definitely biggest fan, and I know he'll be watching. So, you know, just having the family there and, you know, getting to celebrate his life and celebrate, you know, what he loved to watch, which was my sister and I playing sports. So definitely means a lot to me. Definitely excited to have that opportunity and, you know, know that he's watching.
That's Packers rookie quarterback Michael Pratt with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 40s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Right now it's 53.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share two insights from the National Consumer Law Center on medical debt. First, never pay medical debt with borrowed money or credit. According to the NCLC, unlike credit card debt, medical debt will often carry low or no interest payments or late charges. So don't take out a second mortgage to pay it off, and never put medical debt on your credit card. Second, treat medical debt as a lower priority debt to be paid only after you pay your mortgage, your car loan, or things with higher interest. Now, the NCLC isn't saying you never have to pay your debt off or that there aren't consequences to not paying it. Just be smart about what you pay when, and don't use something with a higher interest rate to pay something with a lower interest rate, like medical debt. For more Everyday Money tips, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. I've been seeing these memes kind of going around social media the last couple of days about Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz kind of making a big splash since he made it on the scene, especially when you contrast him to J.D. Vance on the Republican side. And we didn't really address this yesterday, but during his appearance in Eau Claire, J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire the same day Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were there. He was offered this softball question. What makes him smile? A reporter asked J.D. Vance what makes him smile. He said, well, I smile at a lot of things, including bogus questions from the media. I mean, look, I think if you watch a full speech I give, I'm having a good time out here and I'm enjoying this. What an odd response to such an easy question. Doesn't he have three children?
Yeah, I mean, it was so easy. Like, he could have given his Trumpian dig and then followed it up with, obviously, of course, my wife and my kids.
Right.
Yes.
Anything.
But he has no charisma or capacity to think on his feet, I don't think.
He's just not human, in my opinion. It's just not what humans do.
Well, and this is something that I found. Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida says the Harris-Walz ticket is the most authentic ticket we've seen. They are real people. Gen Z is done with people who feel like they've been made in a laboratory to become a politician. Governor Walz has shown us government can work for us. He has gotten universal school lunch, passed red flag laws, passed protections for labor unions, and passed record money for affordable housing.
Yeah. He's just gotten things done.
And he seems like a really nice guy.
So far, anyone who's tried to come forward and sling mud has been quickly picked apart and said, no, you're wrong, and it's bad, and stop doing this. It's like, you know, that. And then one of the things we didn't discuss before is there was the clip we played earlier this week, which was, you know, what happens when the Trump campaign tries to paint you with the brush of liberal or too progressive. And he was like, oh, I don't know, if kids have full bellies because they get them free lunch, they can do better in school. I guess whatever you want to call me. This whole movement to call him Tampon Tim is like, he's not going to sit there and go, oh, no, what are you going to
do? Oh, don't stop.
Stop. It's not like I helped push legislation to give people free sanitary products. Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, like, my generation has been whining and crying about Bernie Sanders for the last 8 years, and now we finally have two candidates that are on par with Bernie Sanders. So I don't think calling them the most progressive people ever, if anything, is just activating the base even more.
Yeah. It's.
We have a clip of Tim Walz about families. Let's play the Walz on families comment that I think he just did this interview earlier this morning, Kelvin.
First of all, it was up to him. I wouldn't have a family because of IVF.
Talking about
the things that we need to do reproductive. My kids were born through that direct, you know, that way. And also, I make sure that I'm the guys and our folks are investing in prenatal care. We're the ones that are there for universal pre-K. We're the ones that are providing school meals at this. I'm not going to back down one bit on this whole family values thing, and it's us. That construct that he's putting out there is absolutely untrue. We're making it more affordable to have children by having paid family and medical leave so that you can go home when your kids are sick and take care of them. Or if you're a dad, I don't have to go right back to work 5 days later after my wife had a C-section because our insurance wouldn't pay for it. We're boosting those things up. There's nothing pro-family other than having women be incubators for their vision of this.
Not wrong. He ain't wrong.
That's what I love about him, too, is the fact that he can just start out so sweet and you ask him a question like that. He's like, all right, I'll answer it. And he's like, women as incubators. Oh, my God. It just, you know, I think I said it on the show. I've definitely said it to a few people, which is they try so hard with these labels, the lying Kamala, calling, mispronouncing her name, Tampon Tim, Twitchy Tim. There was another one they tried to do as well earlier this week when they announced him. And they just fall apart, or they take them, they dust them off, and they wear them like, yeah, you can call me Tampon Tim. I don't care. But you dare call them weird?
Yeah.
and they flip out. They freak out. Don't do that. Don't call us weird. That's so unprofessional. That's so how dare you call us that? Dude, are you okay, man?
Right. So here's the fill in the blank. I trust Tim Walz to blank.
Yeah.
I trust Tim Walz to fill in the blank. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tom from LA, Coach Walz, I trust him to help us win the big game.
Yep.
Liz from Saukville listening in here in Waukesha on WAUK. I trust soon to be VP Walz to replace the windows on my house, which we're currently looking for.
We had one of the things that kind of like it stoked the idea of this whole thing was one from Luke Mathers that says Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
I trust Tim Walz to watch my purse while I'm on the dance floor.
That's very, very good. Yes.
I trust Tim Walz to watch my drink at the bar when I go to the bathroom. That's not a small thing for ladies.
No, that's a drink or a bag or any. That's a huge amount of trust.
It is a lot of trust.
Yeah.
I trust Tim Walz to blank 855-752-4842. Keith from Middleton, thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3- and 5-year-old grandchildren, which I wouldn't allow any either Trump or Vance anywhere near them,
yep,
even if I was there.
We've asked that question before.
Thank you so much, Keith.
We've asked that question before. Would you trust Donald Trump with your daughter, your kid, your wife, anybody that you care and love about? No, you most certainly would not. Even the most fervent Trumper, I don't think deep down would trust Trump.
Oh, I don't think so either.
I trust Tim Walz. This is from Steve in Milwaukee. I trust Tim Walz to pull me out of the river during a raging rapids trip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He would try and save you.
Absolutely.
I trust Tim Walz to blank. I trust Tim Walz to watch my kids, watch my pets, watch my fish. And then he'd probably replace the tank filters and add some decorative rocks and a treasure chest. I trust Tim Walz to blank. For Sam from Madison, listening on MDX. Thank you for joining us, Sam.
Hey, I trust Tim Walz to make the United States more like Minnesota, like I wish Wisconsin would be more like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Amen, Sam.
Yep, absolutely.
We got Minnesota envy for sure. Thank you so much. If you would like to join us, fill in the blank. I trust Tim Walz, too, at 855-752-4842. Coming in on the text line, I trust Tim Walz to watch my house when I'm out of town.
There you go.
I trust Tim Walz to pick up my mail.
Oh, he would definitely pick up your mail.
Right?
And he would
get packages that are on the porch.
I would even trust Tim Walz not only to take my mail to throw out like the junk mail. He'll know which ones I
He would sort it.
Yeah, he'll know which ones I trust him to leave a grocery bag of produce from his garden in my car if I leave my doors unlocked.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely. I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Yep. I trust him. This is a deep one. I trust Tim Walz to take me deep into the forest and not send me to greener pastures. Sure, Tristan from Kenosha.
That works. Cool.
Hey, man, as long as you trust him, that's what we care about.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. This is one that I saw on Twitter. I trust Tim Walz to teach me how to drive stick shift without making me cry.
That's important. When I learned how to drive stick shift, I always thank my old roommate, Joe. He took me to this is the thing they don't do. Take them to a church parking lot or to a closed big store.
Industrial area.
Yep.
Where you can practice back there.
And tell them, hey, you're going to stall out. The car's going to go, you know, weird. It'll be odd, but as soon as you get it, it'll be great.
Texter listening on WAUK, when the choice comes between Tim Walz and a bear, you should 100% pick Tim Walz over the bear. Not only will he share his snacks with you, he will help you lead you out of the forest while pointing out how you can tell the difference between a pine tree and a spruce tree.
I just, all these Midwestern things now, just, I mean, it's, I love him so much.
855-752-4842. Fill in the blank. I trust Tim Walz to blank. This one is for me. I would trust Tim Walz to pick me up hitchhiking, get me home safely, and then before I get out, scolding me for going hitchhiking.
Here's another one. It's, we're getting a lot of similar ones here. It's, I trust him to picking up my friends and I from the bar when we had too much to drink at 2 in the morning.
Oh yeah, you could call him. You could call him.
Your DD. Absolutely. Free sodas for Tim.
855-752-4842. I trust Tim Walz to blank. I trust Tim Walz not to tell anyone I ate an entire bag of Fritos with a container of sour cream.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
You could tell him your secrets.
Nothing to be ashamed of there. It's a healthy snack. I'm not a doctor.
I trust Tim Walz to clean my rifle.
Okay. All right. Pack my parachute.
That's a lot of trust.
That's a lot of trust.
You want to make sure he knows how to pack a parachute.
Yeah, right.
There is an art to that. If he learned how to pack a parachute, I would trust him.
Look, but I don't even know how to do this.
Yeah, I wouldn't maybe. I trust Tim Walz to reupholster my couch.
Oh, I trust. I trust Tim Walz to know when he can't do it and says, you know what? I'll help you find someone who can.
Yes.
Finish the job.
Yes. I trust Tim Walz to be left alone with my couch.
All right. I trust Tim Walz to watch my kids. It would be much way better than the dog being in charge. That's fair. Llama for Madison. Very, very true. These are all great. I'm loving this. I'm absolutely loving this.
855-752-4842. Fill in the blank. I trust Tim Walz to blank. I trust Tim Walz to perform CPR, the Heimlich maneuver, and deliver a baby.
Oh, in the baby situation, those sleeves are going right up. He's telling people, I need you to do this, 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 and this. Call a doctor. We're making this happen. Calvin?
Call back to when I complained about the stresses of having a boat. I would trust Tim Walz to help me back the trailer in the water at the boat launch.
Not a small thing.
Definitely the guy standing behind you going, doing the singles.
Bring it back a little bit. Bring it back.
Okay, hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Keith from Middleton. I trust him to take a roadkill bear to the DNR and not leave it in Central Park.
Oh, sweet.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
We just have about a minute left if you want to chime in on this. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I trust Tim Walz to laugh at my jokes.
Yeah.
And he would laugh at himself.
Heartily, too. Oh, that man can take a joke.
Absolutely.
We're Midwesterns. We can take a joke. We can give it.
All right. You can always still chime in with us at 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from downtown Waukesha. You can join us, call, text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. We have news coming up at noon, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. The Maggie Dawn Show, I believe James Santel filling in today from 2 to 4 p.m. Maggie will be back on Monday. We've been taking your calls and your texts about I trust Tim Walz to blank because he just seems like that kind of a Midwestern guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's bringing the joy. And I think that's what a lot of people are really relating to. Just real quickly, Calvin, let's hit that clip.
Thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
So we're doing something a little joyful. I trust Tim Walz to blank.
We've got a couple of good ones coming in here. We got Tom from LA or someone, but that's not the one. Oh, yeah, here we go. Tammy in Virginia says, I trust Tim Walz with my house code to check if I shut off the coffee pot.
Yes.
Tom says, I trust Tim Walz to raise these children and make them responsible adults. I think this might be my favorite one, though. This is someone listening on WAUK. Is I trust Tim Walz to not overcharge me at the mechanic shop just because I'm a woman.
Nice.
That's
a big one.
Wow.
That's a big one. Melissa in Stevens Point listening on WFHR. I trust Tim Walz to take me hunting and teach me proper gun safety.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah.
He's gonna.
Yeah. And you're going to have the blaziest of blaze orange on. I trust him to show me who really serves the best walleye in town. That's important on a Friday night during Lent, especially during Lent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I trust Tim Walz to share his favorite fishing spots with me.
Yeah. Sorry. It's like in my head, I'm like, I trust him to take me fishing when I'm feeling down.
Spend some time.
Yep. We don't have to talk, friend.
Well, let's go fish. Out on the water.
Yeah.
Let's go get out on the water. Clear our heads.
If you got to say anything, I'm here for you.
855-752-4842. I trust Tim Walz to spank J.D. Vance in a debate. Listening on WAUK, I trust Tim Walz to watch my dogs while I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. He's just a good guy. And I think it's really frustrating to the other side. They're just trying so hard to find something about him that is bad. And here's the thing is, anything bad that happens, I feel personally, I trust Tim Walz. Here's one for me. I trust Tim Walz to take responsibility for anything that they try to paint him with. As far as like, if we find something like, oh, he did this back and he's like, yes, I did. And let me tell you about it.
Yes.
I trust Tim Walz to take responsibility.
That's a really good one, Greg. Brendan on the live stream. I trust Tim Walz to protect our family farms.
I do too. I really hope. I'm going to tell you something. We've talked about that quite a bit, and there's frustration towards both sides. And I'm really hoping that Kamala and Tim can help broker
some decent, yes.
Yeah, for our farmers.
For our farmers who, yeah. I swear to God, every time we talk and learn more about this, they just get screwed every time you turn around. Yeah. Our farmers do, yeah. I think. It just seems like everything is stacked against them in 14 different ways. Terry from Cross Plains, I trust Tim Walz to help me wallpaper and we'll still be on speaking terms.
Oh, yeah, indeed. I think that's a good one. That's a good one to round it all out right there.
That's perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
That is perfect, Terry. Thank you so much. If you want to keep sending them in, we will try and share them as the end of the show winds down here. But 855-752-4842. I trust Tim Walz to blank.
Oh, let's see. Oh. I trust, this is Andrew in Maine, says, I trust Tim Walz to make an award-winning hot dish, which he won an award for, then laugh at that Midwestern mom's video of remaking it. So it's just a...
He has an award-winning hot dish.
He does?
Won a three. It's the Turkey Trot Tater Tot hot dish.
I really want some.
That's, you can try and make one.
Okay.
I trust Tim Walz to come out with his own book of recipes. That won't be far behind.
Oh, man. All right. So... we got the Olympics wrapping up this weekend.
We do.
And America's doing quite well.
Yes. Are we still leading in gold?
I think we still are leading. We are leading in medals, period. That doesn't hurt that we have nearly 600 athletes there representing.
That might be a little bit of an edge there.
But I think the last time I looked, which was this morning, it was 30-30 for gold. We were tied with China. China is ahead, 32 golds to America's 30. But we have 104 total, whereas... China's the closest with 77.
Calvin?
Yeah, that's what I was going to add, is that it looks like China got two gold medals since then.
Yeah.
But I'm fairly confident we at least have men's and women's basketball gold medals to add to that.
Yeah.
That sounds
and I'm sure
reasonable.
There's more, too.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what's... Do we know what's left? What competitions are left over the weekend?
I said men's and women's basketball because I knew that's what's left.
Other than that, we're not so sure.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sure I am mistaken, excuse me, I think there's still women's basketball, there's football.
Women's soccer.
Men's gold, that already happened. Oh, see, I want them to give me what's happening, not, here we are. All right. We got golf, men's marathon tomorrow, taekwondo, water polo, most boring sport on earth. More taekwondo, modern pentathlon. I'd love to see ancient pentathlon. That probably involves throwing a javelin at a cow.
Was breakdancing, was that today?
I believe it
debuted today?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I want to go back and watch some of that.
Diving, handball, table tennis, sport climbing. Oh, women are going to be competing for a women's bronze match in water polo as well. So there's plenty of stuff still going on. I mean, I think the closing ceremony is on Sunday,
yep.
But there is so much happening between now and then. And I'm going to try to catch a little bit of it this weekend. So it'll be fun.
Hopefully the closing ceremony won't have anything to do with Dionysus or anything. We'll have more people melting down all over creation. Just a couple more. I trust Tim Walz to blank have come in on the text line. I trust Tim Walz to have a clean couch. That's Jude from East Troy. Tim from Waukesha. I trust Tim Walz not to grope my wife.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you all so very much for joining us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy this weekend and you have the chance to share it. We'll be back Monday. News is next. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.